you know, local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
bumper speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thrive Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
You're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me earlier, you got to hear from Robbie Perrone of East End and Endeavor After LLC. With me on the line now is Jonna Lee Machika. Did I get it?
Yes, you did.
She is from First Angel Media, which I'm just learning about myself tonight. Robbie said, hey, you should talk to her. So here we are talking to Jonna.
Blame it on him.
So why don't you give me a quick overview of what First Angel Media is?
Okay, well, First Angel Media is my company. I'm owner and operator. And it is geared towards, I hate to use the word promoting because it has such a bad connotation to it, but I promote music and music-based businesses in the Pittsburgh area. Some in Morgantown, if they're crossovers. My entire goal is to take what I know to be good music, and I put out promotions for the shows weekly. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m., I feature an artist or a band. And I have now delved into photography in order to get my bands what they need.
Where do you spotlight them at?
Well, really, I take what I do is I take, I interview them. I take my experience at a show. And I give them basically a mild degree of show review or a take on what their music is like. Very recently, I did Alter the Design.
Who I just recently played on my show.
Yes, they're wonderful, wonderful band. I put in just what I can describe for people. I try to cater to the fans and not so much the musicians, because you already know what you're getting if you're a musician. And so I want to bring it down to a level where everyday people who are curious about the music scene can say, okay, you know, that sounds like something I might be interested in. I add in my features a link to their Facebook page so that they can go see them for themselves. Coming up in 2017, I will be showcasing new music from the artists that I promote for. I kind of consider myself a music advertiser, if that makes sense.
It does. It's kind of what I do. I just do it vocally.
and I'm written form. I am a writer by trade. I've been a published writer since I was 14. And so on my main page, you get a lot of music stuff. Then you get my own written musings and everything like that. But First Angel, I use my writing to try to draw a crowd. And thankfully, it's working.
And when you do those write-ups, they appear, I'm going to guess here, on the Heavy Metal ICU website?
Actually, no. I am a staff writer for Heavy Metal ICU and Adrenaline 101, but my writings for the reviews that I do go on the First Angel Media Facebook page, where it's then shared by the bands, their friends, people who just think that it's interesting. I get up to a 5,000 person check in depending on how the features go. And so whenever people check in for the features, sometimes that's the only thing they're checking in for. They also find my posts for what's going on that weekend.
That's actually, that's amazing. The amount of people that are, and I say that because I'm thinking about what kind of, audience I have. And I thought mine wasn't too bad, but that's big.
You know, it's not always 5,000, but like I said, it really depends on the interest that's generated by the people that I'm featuring. And I do my promotions basically on like cross promotions. Mm-hmm. I have heavy metal, rage metal. I have what consider themselves to be bar bands, and I have everything pretty much for everybody. So whenever you come in, and yeah, okay, you may be a metalhead, but you know what? Maybe you like jazz. You might check out Miss Freddy.
Oh, you know, Miss Freddy is awesome.
She's awesome, isn't she? I got to meet her at Light Up Night. Oh, she's wonderful. I did pictures for her and I did a write up for her. Oh, she's just amazing. All right. So I do it though on the basis that, you know, if you like music, yeah, you might want one certain genre, but to be honest, we like music in mass amounts. And then we like music. Okay, I'm in the mood for this today. I'm in the mood for that today. I have acoustic bands. Eclectic Acoustics is currently for the holiday season doing some stuff at Walnut Grill. And they're just doing it there in the restaurant and giving people the whole old-timey feel of whenever you could actually go to see a band in a nice restaurant. It's a really interesting thing.
Well, I'm starting to get the feeling that we could kind of cross over on what we do. My show does say rock in the name, but I've had jazz artists, I've had reggae artists, I've had country artists. I've pretty much done everything but rap on the show.
Yeah, me too.
I've had acoustic performances. I've had full metal bands play.
Oh wow!
I'm not doing the live thing currently, but mm-hmm. when the show first started, bands would literally come to my house, set up in my living room, and we would stream it live over internet radio.
That was awesome.
And then I had kids.
Yeah. But,
in fact, in the Facebook thing that. Robbie just tagged you in that got us involved in this conversation. Lars Rozelle commented. Uh-huh. I don't know if you caught that. He was here for the second ever Pennsylvania Rock Show. And he is actually from Sweden. Originally. And he's been in a few bands that have been on the show and also played some anniversary shows and, my anniversary shows. We raised money for Rock for Life concert series. So Lars is, as I said in the comment, always welcome on the show. But if you want to check out one of his bands, you can look up Rockabilly Junction. They're no longer together, but it's kind of a Southern rock country thing.
Oh, that's cool.
And he played guitars. Guitars. Multiple guitars. But
yeah, I'll check it out.
So you mentioned you called them your bands. So do you have a list of bands that you
form? I currently have 26 bands that I help promote for. I did start promoting in the name of helping the bands. There are some promoters who are event planners in the area, and I would promote some of their shows. One of them I've fallen off from, but the other one I still promote their shows for them. There's one or two very, very music friendly bars that I'm known to put stuff out there whenever they send it to me. I mean, to be absolutely honest, it's all in the name of letting people know that the Pittsburgh scene is not dead. And the best way that I know how to do that was to set up a company. I know this is going to sound a little harsh, but I'm noticing that the bands are inviting the same however many people to these shows. And you can only guarantee that about 10% of them are going to show up, and those 10% aren't going to show up every show.
Right.
So my business gives them an option for the other hundreds of fans that are out there through the other bands that I'm promoting, checking in and seeing their shows. So
do you want to take a moment and mention some of those bands?
Oh,
you can mention all 26 if you can do it.
Well, let's see here. I don't have my papers on me right now. I'm currently changing my workstation around because, like I did say, I just got my first professional gear for photography. And I am starting into that. So I have a little bit of a mess going on at my workstation right now. Let's see. First off, the very first band, the one that actually got me going in this, was Dying Breed. They are amazing. They do mostly covers, but they have started into music. Robbie plays them on Adrenaline 101, Poser. And one of the bands that I enjoy going to see is actually more of a bar band. They're Social Anxiety. And I will be seeing them for their New Year's show. But they're great music, and sometimes you don't really want the original. Sometimes you want to rock out to the stuff you know. So, we've mentioned Robbie a few times. Should I bother to say that I promote for East End? He might have something to do with that band.
And if they didn't listen to last week's show, they should, and they'll find out about it.
Yeah, exactly. Meeting him was interesting. Let's see here. I just actually started promoting for Winter's Descent, Ultra the Design.
Well, those two. I just did an interview with Winter's Descent, and I'm in talks with Ultra the Design to do an interview. So,
oh, I'll tell you what. One thing that I love is whenever you can find a band that is good people as well as good music. And they're wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And then, let's see here. I have offered to promote for Neverwake. I have, Silk Nine is currently off the map. But they're a pretty big name in Pittsburgh.
They are. And Anthony has been on the show a couple of times.
He's a great guy. Yeah. He really is. I just recently spoke with him, and they're recording at the moment. So I'm looking forward to whenever they come back out with the live shows and the new music. And I also have, let's see here, Chapter 13... oh my goodness, can I really get them all?
Well, see, what you're doing is not only you're getting their names out to them, but you're giving me some names that I haven't heard yet that I can look into.
Oh yes. Yeah. You certainly should look into these guys. I'll tell you, we ought to trade lists, because I love doing write-ups on the bands, and it's amazing what you can learn about some of these people. Hell and Back Band is coming up for First Angels feature. I actually, do you know about the Bonded by Blue event?
Yes.
Recently. Okay, well, whenever East End put it out, that they were looking for bands, I offered to do features on all of the bands involved. So I got 8 bands that I didn't I didn't have to begin with. Concrete Soul is another one.
That's got to be a country band, right?
Actually,
I was being sarcastic.
They're more rock. Yeah, they're more rock, but they also have some like blues and others in there. Oh my, Horace Mays. They are a very interesting band. All originals. They're rock, but they're not. They're almost like a 70s kind of bluesy rock on some of what they do.
Let me think. Who could I? Have you heard of Doppler Effect?
No.
Ah, we're gonna share their information later.
Okay. And I also help out some of the bands that are crossovers for Morgantown, of course. Orville Rex is in the area a lot. Ghost Road is coming into Pittsburgh in the next year. We get a lot of crossovers there, and they're very friendly to having Pittsburgh bands come down there. So it's an interesting it's an interesting trade-off, because I noticed that Morgantown does things so differently from Pittsburgh.
Well, to bring John Lane into the conversation again. So John and I do a podcast with another musician whose name is Brian Schaefer. It's called Podcast Your Scene. We've only done 2 episodes so far, but the idea is that we're talking about things that happen in local rock scenes. John being in the Akron, Cleveland area, Brian being from here. So we've been comparing, and I think it would be cool if we could find somebody in West Virginia. We could bring in the tri-state into it. So if you know of anyone who might be interested in chatting with us about the music scene there, that would be cool. Now, John does his own show called The American Hill Jack Files, which you can find on podcastyourscene.com. His is more, he goes on rants about the local scene and what it needs to build itself back up. Having been from this area, which is rebounding, and Akron seems to be nosediving a little bit right now. So he's, you know, this is what we need to do. Brian is from Katanning. He was in the local band Cage, early 2000s. They would probably be on your radar, if they were still around. He's also in the band Present Tense and, the Free Peanuts band.
I have not heard that, but that is a cool name.
Well, he explained that they would do like a band jam night and at the same bar all the time, and they didn't really have a name, and it said on the flyers, it always said Free Peanuts, and then under it would say band jam.
And
everyone thought that it was the Free Peanuts band.
Yeah. Jam. Okay.
So they took on the name.
Oh, you know what? I do believe that I saw in the description of Robbie's interview last time, I guess that I ought to also plug for the fact that 3MD, his cousin's band, is also another one of my bands. Let's get that second plug in there for them.
So here's what I want you to do for me.
What's that?
If you could make me a list of all those bands. Like, you can give me all of them if you have them somewhere. I will directly link them in the show notes. And so as the show gets shared, so do all those bands.
That's okay. Great. That's perfect. Wonderful.
So if a band wanted to get in contact with you, and use your services, how would they do that?
They should find me on Facebook. It's First Angel Media. They can contact me there. I do have my email listed. I am always on the lookout. The only requirements that I ask is, number one, I've got to like the music. And number two, I don't do contracts. I don't do all the crazy stuff that people do. I'm doing this because of what I saw. But if you don't mind a little bit of a backstory, I'll try not to take over the show.
No, go right ahead. Especially after last week, I'm used to losing control. It doesn't sound like it in that 50-minute clip, but I did a lot of editing.
Well, I've been involved in music since I was 14. That's about, say, early 90s, been 25 years. And I have friends who have gone on to national fame, some international fame. And though I was young, my friends were older, and they taught me how to, you know, hit the streets with the flyers and how the promoting was supposed to go and all of it. They taught me
all the things that are not happening today.
So, yes. Yeah. But this, so
this
I
was part
actually
of our conversation on Podcast Your Scene, but go ahead.
Okay. But see, I'm actually from East Liverpool, Ohio. So if you've ever heard of Necrophagia,
mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the original band members there are people that I grew up with. That's what I grew up helping to promote. And they're from the town next to mine, my hometown. So I learned this. I learned it in Kent. Went a little bit down towards the Wheeling area. Never came to Pittsburgh. And then I met this band that is no longer around, but they're sweet guys. Ashes to Ashes.
I am familiar with them.
Okay.
I may have some of their music buried somewhere on my hard drive.
Well, I met them. I hung out with them. They were my only introduction into Pittsburgh music, really. And then I went off, fell in love, and got married. But unfortunately, my husband passed 5 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, he was a bass player for a punk band. And so, you know, my love of music continued. It just was transferred into a family setting. And trying to find myself after he died, the one thing I could turn back to was music. So, of course, I got into the mainstream stuff first, and then I started visiting my friends. And my best friend happens to be the bass player that was Ashes to Ashes. And he now owns a arcade. If you don't mind me plugging it, it's Pinball PA in Aliquippa. And it's over 400 video games, and he knows how I am about video games. The actual arcade games and pinball games. So he invited me up there. We started talking. He said, you need to get back out to live shows. And I found social anxiety because one of the players went to school with him. Really great guy. Loves music. He directed me to Dying Breed. I finally got around to seeing Dying Breed. And I'm like, you know, what is with this no attendance crap? And I'm thinking, all right, maybe they're just, you know, maybe it's just a bad night. Maybe it's this. I went to Pison's place and saw Dying Breed. And I'll tell you right now, they blow you out of the water. And the Farron brothers, Colin and Jesse, I actually gave them their own write-up. They're just freaking amazing. These guys are just this energy that comes off all these guys on stage. Dan Slide, the drummer, you can't keep him in a seat. He's drumming and putting on a show back there for you, drinking a beer with one hand and not missing a beat. And Oh, I mean, it is just like this amazing show. And I looked around and there were five people in the bar. And excuse me, but I was like, to hell with this. I know what I'm doing. I know I can do this. And I know what Pittsburgh needs. Unfortunately, Pittsburgh needs 20 more of me.
A big part of the problem, and it's getting better. And as I mentioned, we talked about this stuff on Podcast You're Seeing. The venues aren't really helping themselves either.
No, they're not. What is with that?
You know, if you're going to bring a band in and you're going to spend money on the band, the whole point of the band being there is to bring money in for you. So you should help them advertise.
Yes.
And it doesn't, and Facebook advertising doesn't count.
No, it does not. It does not. And you know what? I happen to know that in the coming year, a few zines are going to start popping up. So that, I think, is actually important because there's not very much to get people involved in the music anymore. Everyone relies on Facebook. And I rely a lot on Facebook, but I'll tell you what, I don't manage the bands. Bands manage themselves just fine. But I am not against going to a bar and saying, hey, tell you what can I trade you to make you look into this band? I can't tell you how much advertising I've done for bars and in other areas to get them to start looking at some of the bands and bringing them in. And I started with the photography. I've just been doing it on a cell phone and good editing. But I started with that because my contacts from Kent and places like that were like, hey, nice to see you're doing this. Why do the stages all look like they're in somebody's basement? And I'm like, ugh, I can't help it. Nobody takes care of their stages around here. So I started taking angles and trying to make them look good. And I do photography for Dave Granati. He has...
I know that name.
Oh, wonderful man. Oh, absolutely great. And he has got his Maplewood Studios with, for those about to Rock Academy and Long Live Rock Academies, that's the adult and children's versions. And so I have been, I feel very grateful that I've been invited in to take pictures for the studios and everything like that. He uses some of them for advertising, and I'm very proud that, you know, because to see the second generation of music coming in with so much talent and so much heart, it just makes me giddy. I can't help it. I love that. I am a music addict, and I will tell you, I'm not ashamed to say I am married to what I do. So... I love to see the scene. It's reemerging. To be honest, it wasn't dead. It's just that the rumor was out there that it was.
I live north of the city, in an area called the AK Valley. And I think we're a little further ahead than Pittsburgh is right now, but I see Pittsburgh, starting to do what our scene has been doing. And there's also interaction between the two now. I'm sure you heard of the band After the Fall.
Oh yes.
That they're kind of the leaders here of our clique.
Okay.
And they run the Rock for Life benefit concerts.
Those are wonderful.
And you know, they've put a scene together here. That's really not a scene anymore. It's more like a family. And I think when the scene gets to that point, that's when things are going to start taking off. And that,
you know what? Yes, because you got to have support from everybody. The egos have to go.
And
you know what? I actually have a band right now. I'm doing a CD review for, and they're out of Italy.
Is it rock? Maybe I should get in touch with them.
Black metal, actually.
Metal? That'll
It's black metal.
That it flies.
It is awesome. I will send you the link to them, because I'll tell you what, I haven't listened to this kind of black metal in so long. It just caught me. I normally listen to the CDs while I'm, you know, doing my stuff, see if anything gets it. I just sat down. Okay, we'll just sit here and listen.
How about Homicide Black?
Oh yeah.
Do you have a copy of the new CD?
Not the new one, no, I don't. No.
If you open that new CD up, in the liner notes, my show and my name are in there.
Really?
And I love when that happens. There's after, a couple of the After Fall albums, the Cage albums, and you know, some of them catch me off guard. Like the Homicide Black one, I opened that up. I was like, "Whoa, what's that dude in there?" another great, great band from the area.
Order of Nine just sent me music, and they are, I mean, wow, they're really good. And they're local, and I can't believe that I haven't heard anyone even mention them. They're amazing metal. We're going to have to trade lists, I'm telling you right now. much good music out there.
Tarachan Sky. If you have not heard of them, the first thing you're going to do when the interview here is over, that's really turned into a conversation, the first thing you're going to do is look those guys up.
Okay.
Now that's me going into teacher mode. That's your homework.
Okay.
they are from Elwood City, and the people who listen to my show off enough that they've listened to the last couple shows already know the story. But Tarachan Sky, it's T-E-R-A, as in Pantera.
Oh.
And then Chain as in Alice in Chain. Chains.
Okay.
And then Sky.
Do I see where you're going with this?
And Sky as in Skinnerd.
Okay.
And literally, when you hear that first song, which doesn't even matter which one you listen to first tonight, all of that will click and you'll go, yeah, that's exactly what they are.
Awesome. That is so awesome. Seriously, there are so many bands that I could mention. I recently got to hear, Silence Follows.
That's Jason's band, right?
What's that?
Jason?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm trying to get him in an interview.
You know what, though, that I find, the reason that I say I hate to be called a promoter, even though it's the easiest label to slap on me, is... because I actually tried to contact Alter the Design. Robbie mentioned them to me. Gee, he has a lot to do with a lot of this stuff, huh? Mm-hmm. but I tried to reach out to them because I saw someone had posted, you know, does anyone want something written about them? Does anyone want something published about them? And I knew there was going to be, you know, you have to pay to get this. So whenever I saw someone from Alter the Design mention, you know, yeah, we'd be interested, I immediately said, contact First Angel Media. And so he came to me and he's like, so what's your thing? Because he wanted. And I'm like, no, really, it's free. Yeah, sure it is. Sure it is. And that's, I met with so much of that. Now, once they get to know me and realize that I really am just doing this to help, you know, then they, oh, okay. Now I make money from this, but I don't make it off the bands. I make it from side jobs. Like I said, I'm a writer. People see my writing. They need me for other things. I don't want to take money off of the musicians because there's too much money grabbing in Pittsburgh for me. There's too much pay to play. There's too much give me a percentage for this.
You there's really too much. Should have been on our last podcast, your Sandy podcast. You're touching on everything we talked about.
I can't stand that. I don't expect that every musician out there is going to hit it big. But, you know, once upon a time, you had your 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday, and that paid for your life. And then you had your weekend gigs, and that paid for your addiction to your music. And all I want to see is people at least get to the point where the musicians can pay their own way for their music. And I'm not seeing a whole bunch of that happening, even with some of the bigger ones. It's more of the pay-to-play stuff than it is anything else, and that really breaks my heart.
And see, that's what I thought you were going to tell me about why you didn't want to be labeled a promoter.
I don't want to be labeled a promoter because they have a bad name. I don't want to be seen as... I'm not saying I'm not going to end up putting on shows, but whenever I do put them on, it's going to be old style. Three bands max. You know? Entire night. Not seven bands in 4 hours because they all had to pay so much money to sell tickets. And, mm-hmm. You know, no, we're going to show people whenever First Angel puts on the shows, we're going to show people that this is what it was supposed to be like. And this is what it's like when not only the audience gets good music, but the musicians don't feel they're being taken advantage of. They don't feel they're being stressed out.
Well, the last Pennsylvania Rock Show anniversary, we did five bands, but it was a benefit concert. We started at 7:30, and we ended at almost 2 a.m.
So, and see, yeah. And if you're doing benefit, the more bands, the better, and they all agree to those terms. You know, they are giving themselves.
And I have the Mighty Force of Rock for Life concert series behind me for that concert. So, you know, I have the bands that I've worked with and the bands that they've worked with, and it just works out well. And the Leechburg Moose, right, who's a huge supporter here in the AK music scene. I keep saying that, AK Valley. It's a force of habit.
Yeah, well, but it's just that I decided the shows were... I barely go to promoter shows. One of the promoters that I still work with, I work with them because they're good people. And they do put on good shows. And they're mostly punk shows. So, yeah, you know, you can crowd in some stuff for punk shows. But I honestly, I'm not going to name names on anything. I don't like to give negative publicity. But I will say that I went to a show one time where one of the bands did not sell as many tickets as the rest and actually went on after the headliner.
Oh.
Exactly. And I just walked away. It was just so sad. And I don't like to see fans taking advantage of exposure doesn't pay the bills. Sound guys do have to be paid, but you know, when the sound guy walked away with...
And lighting guys.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Who I just spotlighted on AK Music Scene. The company is called Strobe Lighting. It's Jonathan Fleissman. And anyone who's listening that's in a band, you guys should check him out. See, now I'm plugging stuff.
Hey, but you know what? We're both plugging for the Pittsburgh music scene, and that's all that matters. I plug for music owned businesses. I mean, I hit hard for Robbie for Endeavor After. Oh my gosh, yes. Let's see some actual t-shirts get out there in the Pittsburgh area that aren't just black, white with a tiny bit of red. And I love it whenever a musician can own a business and thrive with it. I don't know how many cigar smokers you got in the area, but Smokestack, and they also have a vape shop, and it is such a comfortable place. I want to go back. I don't even smoke. But it's owned by the lead singer of Horace Mays, and there's a lot of things. We touched on Anthony earlier of Silk Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a realtor. So that's pretty much his own, you know, that's his commission. That's his money right there.
Have you heard of the band Scale?
Yes.
Their lead singer, Walter Wright, also owns a vape shop.
Really?
Yep. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but it's in Katanning.
Okay.
And if anyone is a metal drummer and they're looking for a band, Scale would like to hear from you.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know about a metal drummer, but Jim Spiller drums while they're looking. He can do pretty much any type of music. He says that he is the whore of drummers. He just puts himself out there for anybody. So.
Well,
they
do the, I'm trying to remember the wording in their ad, but the double bass is very important in their musical stylings.
Okay, look, I'm going to put this out there, and I'm not going to swear to anything. Honestly, it's probably a name that he don't like me much, but...
Okay.
I have, like, two musicians I don't get along with. Well, I get along with them. They don't get along with me. But his name is Dave Campbell, and... Have them contact him, because I'll tell you what, I've been seeing him drum for 20 years, and I got to see him at the Rex earlier on this year. I can't even, like, awestruck. Just awestruck at what he was able to do. So they may want to get a hold of him if he's still interested. He's open, as far as I know. But, yeah, but see, though, that's also another thing that I believe the Pittsburgh scene needs. He may not like me, but I'm going to plug him because he's good. You know?
I think I found him on Facebook.
Credit where credit is due. You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing, is credit where credit is due. If everyone could drop the egos, if they could support each other, I don't want to hear that a cover band isn't a band compared to an original band compared to... It's all music, because you know what? The covers are songs that people love to hear, and eventually, if you're good enough as an original band, someone's going to cover you.
And that's awesome, and I've seen it happen. Where a local band covers another local band. I absolutely love that.
Exactly. When you hit that part, you know you're good.
I saw Rockabilly Junction, who I mentioned earlier, off the air, cover Doppler Effect, who I mentioned on the air.
Okay. All right.
The other cool thing that I love is when you see musicians supporting each other, like they show up at another band's show. And then, and then the band realizes they're there and they're like, hey, why don't you come up and play this? Or, hey, why don't you come up and sing with us? I love that.
Now, see, I know that there is a family of bands in around Aliquippa Moon area. Dan Slide and Dying Breed, Baron Brothers, all of them that I mentioned. Steel Reserve. These are bands that 3MD works with them too. You know, they'll just show up at each other's shows. And, you know, all of it, you can't keep the Farron Brothers off stage. I mean, that's just, no, you can't. And if you've ever heard of Jerry Ray, oh my, he is very good at what he does. You get these guys and you get this mash of bands up on that stage, it is a guaranteed good time. I'm telling you right now, because these guys just they rock, and it's just, there's like five bands that get together, they support each other through everything, they've just got a beautiful network happening,
and that's how it starts. That's how it started here. Wrapped around the bands that Matt and Steve that are now in Slant Six After the Fall and A Common Crown. You know, they started Rock for Life and the band started flocking towards them. And it, as I said earlier, this is not a scene anymore. This is one huge family.
And that is the best.
And in all honesty, without what they have done in the area, there would be no Pennsylvania Rock Show. because I've been able to follow them along. And that's actually how I made it to you in one way. because After the Fall was playing a show with Alter the Design and I believe Winter's Descent recently.
Yeah.
So I looked those bands up and then I saw Robbie Perrone being thrown around. And John Lane always talks about Robbie. So then I contacted Robbie and then Robbie put me in contact with you. And it's just one big happy family.
Robbie gets thrown around everywhere. I swear to God, his name is like on the tip of everyone's tongue in half of the conversations I have.
If you had to pick one moment in time where you realized that what you're trying to do was possible or was happening in front of you, could you narrow it down to that one moment?
Okay. This is going to sound egocentrical, okay? So I want to apologize for that first, because you have to understand that there is no mention of me in First Angel Media except listed as the owner and my credentials. And on my own personal site, I tend to talk about that redhead or that ginger over at First Angel Media. It's kind of a joke. I have actually run into people in bands and been introduced as, no, really, it's the promoter. And they're like, no way. But that's the way I want to keep it, because I don't want it to come from John Alima Chica that these people, I want them to realize that this is a business that thinks that these bands are good. So for me, probably the most amazing moment was I make rock stars look good. I get their names out there. I do all of this and I'm the person in the background taking the pictures. And at one show, not too long ago, this man just comes up to me and says, my God, you're her. What? No, you're her. You're Lady J. And that's my writer name. I'm like, yes. And he, well, oh my God, First Angel Media is here. And all of a sudden I got handed 5 CDs, guitar picks with people's numbers on them. And I mean, I walked out of there with like loot. And I look at all of this stuff, and it wasn't so much that I realized that I was making a difference, but more of a, my God, I was right and they needed this. If my one little company can get that much attention because they had seen my features on bands that they liked, then I knew that I was doing something right for the Pittsburgh scene. And that was definitely a moment that will stick in my head. But I go to shows with fun people like Robbie and Ash. And, you know, oh my gosh, I get to hang out with these fun, crazy people. And I get to enjoy life. And there is nothing that strikes me better in my life than someone who loves my photos, uses them as their cover photos or their, you know, someone who just like wants to jump for joy because of the feature that I wrote on them. These things make me happy. Not because, oh, hey, ego, but because they like them. Mm-hmm. And I must be doing something right for them. I have no problem. My ego is strong. I have no problem putting it second place to everybody else that I deal with.
But
it's just wonderful to be a part of the scene in any way and to see it growing, to actually watch the difference, to get messages. First Angel Media is known as FAM to the younger generation. And the first time I heard that, I said, well, that's the most amazing thing, because FAM, you know, family. And I thought, well, yeah, because First Angel is a family. You know, I call them my bands because it's the easiest way to say it, but they're my friends. Mm-hmm. These are people that if I could pick anybody to hang out with, I'll tell you right now, I'd hang out with them.
Well,
they're good people. They're good hearted and they happen to be horribly talented too.
So next November, when I'm promoting the PA Rock Show 13 anniversary, you will see me post, and I do it every year. I'm like, hey, come out and join me and my friends at our party.
Yes.
And that's really like have you been to a Rock for Life concert?
I have not, but I know that Zone 8 was there this last time.
Mm-hmm.
They're a good band, and I promote for them too. I recently
interviewed them too about their 40-year the 40 years of climbing.
Climo Brothers. Oh my gosh, those guys are gentle giants. They are such big-hearted men. They really are absolutely wonderful.
But yeah, and I'm starting to think that we're going to have some crossover on our lists.
I'd like that.
But we're also going to have bands that we both know, bands that I know that you don't. And I think that Robbie putting us in contact is an awesome thing the more I talk to you.
Yeah, throw Robbie in the mix and we'll get like 300 other bands.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to mention your Facebook page one more time.
Okay.
Which is facebook.com/thefirstangelmediatristate.
Yes, it is.
And those of you that are listening are like, hey, this sounds really cool. I want to talk to her. That's where you got to go for now. I'm going to work on something with her. She just doesn't know it yet.
and type First Angel Media into that. You'll see a little angel in there and click on that. Because I do have a website starting. I'm working with a gentleman. It looks like it's probably going to be more of a PR site, though. So, you know, we can actually get people to log in and show, okay, well, I like East End. No, look, Robbie has all this stuff going on and, mm-hmm. you know, blah, blah, blah. And here's what she wrote about them. And, hey, let's listen to their links. And, okay, maybe we want to hire them. So something more along those lines, since the zines are coming in.
Cool. Okay. So if you were just tuning in, I was just speaking with Jonna. I messed that up that time. Jonna Lee Machika. See, that's why it's good to edit them. from First Angel Media. And the best part is I'm going to leave that in there.
okay. So everybody does it.
What I want you guys to do, and this is important, you need to go check out her company and help us build the music scene in the tri-state area.
Yes.
And so I gave her homework earlier. Those of you listening, your homework is to go take a look at First Angel Media and see what bands she's working with. This has been the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 360. Yeah. And see, I told you it's been 12 years. Episode 360. My name is Bill, and we're going to play some more of the best unsigned rock the Pennsylvania has to offer.